If you're at all interested in the cocktail scene, chances are you see bitters everywhere. But have you ever stopped to think what they are or why we started using them? Author Brad Thomas Parsons teaches listeners about bitters on The Speakeasy.
In the golden age of cocktails, there was various categories for drinks like fizzes and daisies and flips, and a cocktail was one of those. And the original definition from 1806 was a liquor of sugar, water, spirits, and bitters. So there is bitters in the original definition of cocktail, and for years that was the case. And from the 1800s up through Prohibition, many people were making their own bitters behind the bar. There were many commercial bitters selling millions of bottles a year. It was a really profitable industry that inspired knockoffs and copycats, and it was unregulated by all means. And then bitters disappeared. And for decades, there was only a couple of commercial bitters on the market. And then with the blowing up of cocktail geeks getting into craft cocktails, the internet giving people freedom to source out-of-print bar books and to reference these recipes, like this calls for orange bitters. What is orange bitters? They go to buy it. They can't find it anywhere. Yeah. So that gets that DIY spirit to, well, maybe I better make my own. And so there was just this synchronicity that happened where from 2004 to today, we've blown up from having one to two commercial orange bitters not so readily available, but out there, a dozen plus different flavors from craft, artisanal, and commercial makers out there. So, you know, the bitters we're talking about are the cocktail bitters, aromatic bitters, not the potable bitters like Campari or your favorite, right, Fernet. And and they are to be applied in just a few dashes or a few drops. But so much magic happens when you do that to a drink. And, you know, my go-to story is like Taste of Manhattan, side by side, rye, sweet vermouth, with absolutely bitters and without bitters. And you will know something is missing in that other one. It's going to be a cloyingly sweet drink. It won't be well balanced. And so often if something is wrong with a drink, bitters can save it. It can tampen down a sweetness or play around with a sour, bring disparate ingredients together. So putting it on your tongue versus smelling it versus putting it in soda water versus putting it in a cocktail, so much different things happen. And you know, it's often compared to being the salt of the bartender's
spice cabinet.
But it's more than that. You know, it's a whole liquid spice cabinet. You can take your drinks in many different directions. So not every drink needs bitters, but I think so many can benefit from it.
To hear more of this conversation, tune in to episode 38 of The Speakeasy. New episodes of The Speakeasy air live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. This piece was produced and edited by Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.